Okay, so I apologize I didn't print out the sheet, but let's, we can do this from memory. In fact, actually, if you want, I can even bring the, let me get the sheet up on my computer. Okay, let's go in order of the Gemara. I guess it's a what's that thing? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that you have the case of the Echsadra, three-walled room, right? Fourth slide is completely open. There's a beam on the top of the fourth opening set up to help support the roof. Remember, that's what that picture is, right? This over here. It took me a long time to find this. Yeah, no, you see that? That's the beam, right? That's supporting the roof. The roof's on top of it, right? That's the beam. So the Gemara says what? The Gemara says, if it has psimen, then of course it's chayv mezuzah, okay? If it does not have psimen, then it will be putter from mezuzah, which you have to explain why. Why the psimen make a difference? And then the Gemara qualifies it. If the psimen are there to support the roof, then it should be putter. If the psimen are there to create the opening, okay, then it should be chayev. What kind of what's that differentiation? There's two steps to define. Number one is why is the presence of psimen the mechayev? Why don't I just say, listen, I have the opening, right? Without those pillar things, I know where to go in, right? If you look at that picture, that awesome picture I did.
There's no in.
That way, the hole. Hold on. And then if that's the case, and what's this business of saying it depends what the semen are set up for? Who cares? At the end of the day, if they're there, they should be sufficient. But the fact that the guy's doing it for the purpose of what do you call it? What? You? What do you mean? You have to go down, I mean, that's what Jairus is saying. Also, you have to go down that road. You have to say that the Havin is going to say that the place where I enter into is the entranceway, right? So here, there's only one way in and out, and that's this big opening, right?
Yeah,
so if they weren't there, it's still Chayv and Mezuzah, I'd say, because where's the entranceway? There, right? I mean, the entranceway being defined by the place where I go in and out. That's what that is. Well, I shouldn't say place. What I would say is it's the only... Right, exactly. It's the only way... Right, lack of wall tells me this is the way to go in and out. So what Darius and I think Dardak is saying also is that no. So semen do what?
You have a specific designator.
That's interesting, right? They create like a positive, like the pillars create like a positive kinesa, like an actual. They create an entrance way, right? Now that's not the same thing as a doorpost. Okay, why is it different than a doorpost? Because I'd argue by a doorpost you already have
it's a different structure.
Like, what?
The doorpost is a different structure
for designating an entrance.
Right, but what do you have before the doorpost?
Right, well, you have the wall.
Yeah,
the
no, you already have an opening.
Okay.
Yeah. You can it's already define an enclosed area.
It's finalized.
Right. In other words, the reason why this is a lowercase... Bingo. Right. You already have an entranceway by a doorpost, right? Now it's just a question of modifying that. Okay? I'm not getting into whether you need the actual doorpost or not. The point is you're just modifying the entranceway. But you have the entranceway. If I see this, right, by house, that's the entranceway. But when you see this, right, that's not an entranceway.
Right. It's just
right, exactly. So the semen are like a level down. They're like saying, okay, we can take this wide area and then... right, at this point. Okay, good. Right, okay, yeah. So you see what Dardak did right there? Very good. So he's pushing the extreme because he's saying, now the Gemara is saying, oh, so semen are similar now, right, similar to a doorpost. But now the Gemara has to scale back and say, no. It can't be. Because you see, semen can do what? They have two functions. So now what's that maneuver? Because at this point, the Gemara would say, what do I care if it's there to support the roof? What does it do by definition? By definition, it creates the entranceway.
Right.
The Gemara says, no, it doesn't do that. Why?
Because the entranceway was already there.
Say it again?
The entranceway was already there. It has a modified
unit. No, it's not. That's not true, because you need the psimen. You need psimen to be chayv mezuzah. It's just a certain kind of psimen.
Oh, entranceway psimen.
What is that, though? You're right. But what does that mean?
You don't need a physical structure there because it doesn't have purpose of
right. So, right. So what Dardak is trying to say, I think, is that Dardak is saying that the Gemara is telling you like this. The Gemara is saying, look, it's very nice to say that these things create an entranceway, but that's an abstract idea. Because all I really have, if you look at that picture, is I have the end and I just have this extra pillar thing, right? There's nothing in the very quality of pillar that creates an entranceway, right? I could just argue it's like an extra thing attached to the thing. Attached to the walls, right? You know what I mean? There's nothing in it that does that. So that's why you can get into things like abstract delineations. You could say, since it's lacking, whereas by the doorpost, it's part of its very identity is always that. Here, you wouldn't say that. You would say, well, I've added this extra thing. So it's true, it's delineating, right? But that's not part of its very identity. That's the way you relate to it. Exactly, right. I mean, and in fact, I'd even say, I go further than what Dardek's saying. I'd say that stam das, p'timen, in this case, is to hold up the roof.
Yes.
That's stam das. Right? No. There's no further you can go than that. That's just, I think, or that's what you say. Stam das, by this case, is there to support the roof. That's like the normal das the guy has.
Wait, we're saying the only case where it wouldn't be...
Remember, you need something that can show is separate from the three walls. Not just the end of the wall. Like, this is a separate area. Okay? Okay. That's that case. Where does this mechayev come from? Is this a deraisa chiyuv?
No.
Can't be. Because deraisa would never deal with things like das, of like the guy, this whole, you know what I mean? That if it's the support or not. Deraisa, it doesn't. This is a chiyuv derabanan. Okay? As you'll see, this is, without question, a chiyuv derabanan. Read the right, this is going to be putter. Without question.
Yeah. Why is it putter?
I'll show you. Wait to get the Beishar case. You'll see. Yeah. So now let's take up the case of, now I have four walls with a door. Okay, four walls, right? And then I have, like Trump. Trump does this a lot. Four walls, right? I have a door. And then I have on the top of the wall, let's say pegs that are holding up the roof. So there's a space between the roof and the top of the walls. Of course, I have a doorway in, right? It's not a fort, right? I can get in there, right? So the Gemara, so that's the Achsadra Debe Rav, okay? Ki in Darnua Malaitahu, okay? That's considered like a Cheder Gemar, right?
Wait, is this a
You would think that for some reason this is...
Well,
the Gemara is taking as a Peshitta, but there's still a Ma'od Desema here. So you would have think that this thing is not Chayiv Mezuzah. Kamashal it is. But what do I care if the roof is detached? I mean, it's not detached. It's attached to the walls through a peg. So what? Why should that make a difference? What he's saying is like this. Well,
are you going to go that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What he's saying, what Zev is saying is like this. What he's saying is that you see, think about it. I wouldn't say quite like that because I want to put in the context of mezuzah. And also, there's also another derabanan. But he's got the right point. If the roof is separate from the walls, okay, then you know the roof becomes vis-a-vis the house a component, okay? Roofs aren't components of houses. That's the problem. So if I have a roof and then pegs and then walls, when I look at that roof, I say, oh, the roof is a component of the house. But like I think what Zev is saying, you can't look at the roof that way. Midoraisa. The roof and the walls have to be a unified entity. It's not roof and walls. It's one concept. Then you're right, whatever. It's top of the house, blah, blah, blah. But the point is that's how you have to look at it, right? It's similar, by the way, to... So now comes the last case. Now the last case by what? Okay, so what's the last case now? So the last case in the Gemara is these chalonos. Now what are the chalonos? This case, what are the chalonos? Chalonos mean I have walls. Look, actually, very similar to this case, by the way. Imagine like
no
window, no glass, but there's a bottom to the wall. In other words, it's like.
What do you mean?
Push you a little further. Why would you say it's a bigger window? Because I have an end to it.
Sure.
Right?
It's like, I mean, isn't that even how you describe it? You're like, well, take that window and make it a little bigger.
Right. It's a bigger window.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the Maskana saying?
So
you have it. So what's happening is you have this phenomenon here where the starting point is you have a hole in the wall without defining what that is yet. And now the question is, it's large enough to the point where I can go in and out of it. Okay? So that's what the Gemara is struggling with here, because you have an interesting situation where on the one hand you can say, well, it lacks exclusivity of entranceway. Right? On the other hand, you could say that no, but what is it ultimately? It's taking the idea of window and it's making it a lot bigger. And the question is, where's that line between the two? That's another reason why there's a case that is the Rabbanan.
Yes.
Okay? Okay.
Wait, why can't
Now this next case of Beishar now, this is gonna be the hardest case that we're gonna hit. Okay? Not this first part, but overall this is a very difficult case. So let's just get a little background here. Granik, let's read. Actually, I'm sorry. So you remember before in the Gemara mentioned a Beishar? Okay, what does a Beishar mean? A guard booth. Some sort of guardhouse, okay? Beishar, guardhouse.
It's like a bird
hide. The Gemara says, Amar Rachba. Let's go, Claude. Amar Rachba.
Amar Rachba, Amar Rabbi Harzige.
No. Be Harzige, Chai B'Shem Azuzos. What's a Be Harzige? The Gemara has no idea. The Gemara says, my Be Harzike. What is a Be Harzike?
Right. So, Amar Rabba, Saba Mishmei Durav, Beishar,
Hapasuach,
Lechatzer, Batim,
Okay, so what's this case? Okay, so this case is what? A beishar that goes into a chatzar, okay? And then batim that are psuch on the beishar.
I think my picture describes the case perfectly.
No, look at your vav. I sent you on the WhatsApp. There's two guardhouse cases. There's your standard guardhouse case, and this is what the Gemara is talking about here. Okay? The standard guardhouse case is a guardhouse in front of the chatzar, okay? It's in front. Is that chayv mezuzah? Midrabanan? Midrabanan.
Why not
deraisa? We'll get to that. Okay.
Because it's a public
thing. Now, the other case is going to be, is tzir vav. What do you have over there? So it's a very complex case. You have an entrance to the chatzar, okay? Then you have a beishar, right? Then and then inside, so you have an entrance into the beishar, the door into the beishar, right? And then you have a door within the beishar into the house, okay? Right? So you have two entrances. And what does the Gemara say? Right? Shtei mezuzos. Where are the shtei mezuzos going to be?
One on the chatzar and one on the...
No way.
One on the beishar
and then the other
one.
The other
right,
the
so...
Two houses. I mean, two doors.
Okay, so again, where is it gonna require the mezuzahs?
On the two doors of the beishar.
Right, so you definitely need it from the chatzar into the beishar. Okay, and where else?
Oh, and the entrance not from the chatzar.
Right, so, and also from the beishar into the house. So you need two mezuzahs. You need a mezuzah from the chatzar to the beishar, and the beishar into the house. Look at that picture. Yeah. We should start with the standard case of Beishar, Stam. A Beishar is Stam in front of a Chatzar. Okay? Stam case. Alright? Is Chayv Mezuzah. Beishars are Chayv Mezuzah Midrabana. Yeah, Midrabana, not Midaraisa. Yeah, roots. What? So what do you say? Let's take a regular Beishar. Okay? We know you're Chayv Mezuzah there. Why? Midrabana. Midaraisa, what would you think? It's a tiny house. Right? No, but. You can't say, you don't want to quite say that, because then you'd be chayv midaraisa.
Right.
Of course, what makes a beishar unique is that it, in and of itself, is not a dira. It's not a home. But what do you do in there? Maisa dira, right. So that's why all these cases, now if you work backwards, you see why they're all perfect darbanan. This is a classic darbanan. The darbanan here is that why are you, you're not chayv midaraisa, because it's not a beisecha, right? But you could see why, now again, let's... Why is this a good geder? Why is the geder mezuzah idea?
Because
a person might say, well, I have a four-walled and roof structure, right? And I do every act of living I do inside. Except for the fact that I don't call a home, right? So if I don't think that thing's chayv mezuzah, I'll say the same thing about a regular house. That's why it's a chiyuv midrabanan. Because it's very important to look at it this way methodologically, because it's not a mitzvah midrabanan. In that sense, it's not they're creating a new makom that's chayv mezuzah. They're saying, oh well, since this thing has enough characteristics of a makom that would require mezuzah, we're going to make it require mezuzah. But not you're right, because what does a person do in a guardhouse? I'm not saying the act of guarding per se is the right, but think about it. I know I'm projecting a little 21st century. But what does a guy do? He brings his lunchbox in with him. He's got his coffee thermos. He's drinking. He's eating. He's chilling. He's sleeping. He's doing all the acts of dira inside there. Are you learning a little bit? But that's what makes this case, that's what makes the Tzir Vav case so difficult. Because what's going on there? Now let's think about what's going on. In other words, you have a Knesa from the Chatzar into the Beishar. And you have a Knesa from the Chatzar to the Beishar. And then you have a Knesa from the Beishar into the house. Okay? Now let's, one second, let's be careful. Which mezuzah is the Chiddush there? So you're saying the house, let's make sure. Everyone have Tzir Vav, you have to look at Tzir Vav to appreciate the case. What's the Chiddush here? In other words, we have the Gemara is saying two mezuzahs are required. One from the chatzar through the beishar entrance, right? And then another one from the beishar entrance to the house,
right?
Or two doorways, right? Which one's the chiddush? Are they both chiddushim? Yeah, right. They both can't be chiddushim because you know beishar requires mezuzah. Which one's the chiddush? What?
It's the house.
No. Nope.
Right. Building off of bias. So
1 second. The chiddush is the one from the chatzar to the beishar.
Right.
When the Beishar is connected to the house, So the Gemara is saying, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that the entrance from the Beis Shar to the house is the one that for sure requires a mezuzah. The Chiddush is on the Chatzar to the Beis Shar. Let me draw it out. If you look at the Beis Shar is not part of the house the way rooms inside the house are.
Isn't there still entrance?
You understand? It's not. I don't know. You tell me, but it's certainly not. That's not the case. What?